Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. In the United States, two soldiers from the National Guard have been shot and badly hurt near the White House. Police say a suspect has been arrested and was also shot, but is not badly injured. President Donald Trump was not there when the shooting happened. 36 people have been killed in a fire in several Hong Kong apartment buildings. 279 people are still missing, and dozens are in hospital. 65-year-old Jason Kong says he is worried about his dog.
I live on the block one. I thought the fire from block three would not spread so fast. My dog was at home, so I thought of coming back and bring the dog down from the apartment. It was just around 5 p.m. and the police would not let me up. The fire was not yet burning at our building. I do not know how my dog is doing upstairs now. I am afraid the smoke will suffocate him.
More than 120,000 homes in New South Wales have lost power after a big storm on Wednesday. One man was killed on the central coast when a tree fell on him. State Emergency Services Assistant Commissioner Sean Cairns says the organisation had more than 1,000 calls for help.
These storms started in the central west of the state and have moved eastward. We've seen impacts to metropolitan Sydney, the Hunter, the Central Coast and the Illawarra. As a result of these storms, we have responded to over 1,000 incidents. These incidents relate mainly to trees down, taking down power lines and also damaging roofs.
The 2026 Winter Olympics torch has been lit in Athens, Greece, and will make its way to Milan, Italy. International Olympic Committee President Kirsty Coventry says, "The Olympics is about bringing people together in peaceful competition, friendship, and respect."
In today's world, sadly, we have a lot of division and a lot of conflicts. And for me, this is reason why our Olympic movement is even more important, because it allows for there to be a platform that unifies and is a symbol of peace.
That's the latest SBS News in Easy English.